Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host, Steven Spaccaratelli, and man, I am pumped to be on here to talk to you guys about one of my favorite dynasty targets. If you listen to my Devin Singletary clip the other day, you'll know that I mentioned in there a lot of the players that I'm going to talk to you about in these short episodes are players that I'm targeting that are going to be impactful for your dynasty teams, younger players that I want. When I'm doing trade negotiations, these are guys that I want on my team. And the one that I'm going to talk about today is Michael Gallup. Now, Michael Gallup was somebody that I was very high on when he was in college and even through the draft process when Dallas drafted him in 2018 out of Colorado State. You know, I was targeting him hard there. And, you know, the leagues that I wasn't able to capitalize over these last two seasons, you know, and even up to most recently, I have been making some moves to acquire Michael Gallup. Now, he is a player that has some owners in a predicament because I've been hearing a lot of different perspectives on him. Me, I'm not worried about it because here's how confident I am in this guy. You know, with this draft class and there's a lot of talent here, so on and so forth, I'm still willing to move a late first round pick to get Michael Gallup. I mean, this guy finished the year as a wide receiver 22 in PPR. He was a wide receiver 20 in standard. He missed two games having surgery for a torn meniscus. Now, Gallup only had five total weeks throughout the entire year where he didn't even play 80% of the snaps. Two of the games that he missed, which I just talked about. One when he got injured and left the game early. And the other two, he played 78% and then he played 79%. So he was right around 80% of the snaps. Now, during those games played, the 14 that he played, he had 66 catches on 112 targets for 1,107 yards and 6 touchdowns. This is his second year. Now, I know 66 catches on 112 targets, that does not give you a sexy catch rate at all. I mean, it was 58.9%, and he also had 11 drops on the year. However, his true catch rate, which is catchable targets, was 71.7%, and his contested catch rate was 44.8% on 29 targets. Now, think about that. 29 targets, almost 50% of the time, you just throw it up, let Michael Gallup go get it. That's not too bad. I would love to have that. You know, and I know probably hearing those numbers that you're like, oh, Amari Cooper probably has higher numbers. And, you know, Amari Cooper's the number one, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. Okay, because if you really go look at it, Amari Cooper's numbers aren't really that far ahead of Michael Gallup, you know, in those categories in general. Also keep in mind, man, that Michael Gallup was drafted to be the number one wide receiver in Dallas. Amari Cooper played the first six games of the season in 2018 in Oakland. Then, you know, Dallas moved a first round pick. They were in a unique situation to do it and acquire Amari Cooper, you know, and take that young promising wide receiver, Michael Gallup, and move him over to the number two slot. I mean, why wouldn't you do something like that? You know, do wonders for your offense. You have your franchise quarterback. You have one of the better offensive lines in the league. You have Ezekiel Elliott. Why not bolster that offense? Because realistically, Jerry Jones is what he does. He just wants to win championships. And sometimes he goes to extremes. You know, a lot of times it works out for him. Sometimes it does not. However, back to Gallup. The guy is a very good route runner. He averages over a yard of separation per route ran. When I looked it up, I want to say it was like 1.25 yards. And just a comparison, you know, to where him and Cooper really aren't that different, you know, and that statistic alone, you know, Cooper was like 1.61 or something like that. So they're very, very close as far as, you know, yards of separation per route ran. Not to mention, quarterbacks that are throwing Michael Gallup the ball have a QBR of 99. So this guy is available. He gets open. He has strong hands. He fights for the ball. He can get position. You know, he's an alpha on the field, and I absolutely love the guy, and you definitely need to go out and get him. You know, another thing about him, it's very hard to tell what Dallas is going to do with the cap trouble that they have, you know, in regards to they still have to sign Dak. You know, Amari Cooper's up for a contract. You know, Gallup's going to be coming up. You have players on offense and defense, so they're kind of in cap hell. So it's very hard to say, like, now, I'm thinking this is what would make sense to me is that you sign Dak long term, you tag Amari Cooper, And then Gallup, you'll worry about him when that time comes. However, if you tag Cooper and he doesn't want to play under a tag, Gallup moves into the number one spot. Or if they say, hey, Mari, sorry, these 2 years didn't work out. We're cutting our losses, which I highly doubt they're really going to try and make this happen, regardless of what it comes to, I think. You know, then they move on. Gallup can move into the number one spot. I really look at these two guys as a 1A, 1B. I think if you take Amari Cooper out of the equation, Michael Gallup is and can be the number one wide receiver in Dallas. I'm very confident in this guy, and one of the biggest things I'm looking at, too, is now the coaching change. You have Mike McCarthy there in Dallas now, and his offense has always been heavily involved in the pass game. You know, I know Zeke's saying he's not worried about it and so on and so forth, as he shouldn't be. I'm sure Zeke's still going to get the volume, and he'll be worked in the pass game as well. But Mike McCarthy loves to throw the ball, and I don't see that changing at all. I know the team is built a certain way, but, you know, if you look at the numbers that Dak just had last year and the numbers that Gallup and Cooper put up, I think the floor is going to be roughly that within this offense. So, you know, that's stuff to look for and what they're going to do in the offseason, but I just absolutely love the pass game in Dallas right now. So go out and acquire Michael Gallup if you can. You know, see if you can swing a deal to get him for an early to mid-second. You know, as I said, I'm hearing completely different sides of the spectrum on how people really feel about him. You know, if you can't get that, and some people, you know, even if they're not high on him, are still going to try and sell him high, and that's fine. Try to at least do that at first, and, you know, you get shot down, so what? As I said earlier, I'm willing to pay a late first for him. So go out and acquire him, man. I'm telling you, get this guy on your team. You will not be disappointed. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You know, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. That same handle, it's at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. Also, make sure that you guys are listening and tuning in to the latest content from the Sleeper Wire team. There's a lot of good stuff coming out. You know, it's been flowing, too, with the Sleeper Wire Shorts episodes that we've been putting out recently. The All-Decade team, Stranger Stats, that's all fun stuff. And, you know, definitely good to listen while you're at work or in your commute, or you got some time to kill at home while you're messing around in the house or whatever. Just make sure you're checking all that out. So till the next time, I got some digging to do on my next player. So you guys, take it easy.